Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Day. Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Today, we're going to hear from Mike Dempsey, the vice president of AUPE, who we chatted with yesterday, and he was talking about the walkouts that are happening at different healthcare centers across Alberta. Minister of Health Tyler Shandro announced the cuts of 11,000 jobs, and these health workers are defending their jobs and the public health care system. Mike, thank you for joining me. It sounds like you're having a very busy day over there.
Yeah, it's everywhere pretty well, from high level to Lethbridge.
Well, I am up in Fort McMurray.
Yep.
Are there any walkouts scheduled today for Fort Mac?
Well, it's been very organic in terms of who's gone out. Everybody's kind of had their fill of the cutbacks and the 11,000 cuts that happened here with our general support staff and privatization, that sort of thing, is kind of the last straw. So most places, we've been hearing about places, and then we don't hear about anything, and then we hear another place goes out. So I haven't heard anything about Fort McMurray yet, anybody going out there, and I'm sure it could be they have gone, and I just haven't heard yet. The reason why I got the message is because I'm the vice president for the Northeast. I'm from Lac La Biche myself, and I'm currently on the line here helping out in Athabasca, although Lac La Biche is going out at probably right away as we speak.
Wow.
And so it's very, when I say organic, we expected the big centers and some smaller places, but then everybody's saying, hey, we're going out till we're fed up. And so it's spilling out. And so, of course, we do have members who will be very much affected by Shandro's cut to privatize laundry, because there's a large laundry center there, the members do in Fort McMurray. And once that happens, those jobs disappear and the work goes somewhere else. And so that'll affect the community for sure. A couple dozen jobs there. So,
yeah, for sure.
So, it's overall, it's, people are just upset. They're overworked. Like, I was talking to a retired LPN who was called in for 15, 20 shifts a month. And because they're short-staffed.
Wow.
And positions get abolished when they become vacant, so the government can save money, and then the rest of the staff have to work harder. And, of course, it's COVID. They're working even harder. And so there are people at 12-hour days. They can hardly stand up. They're going through tons of stress due to COVID, as well as other things, and with what's going on with the government cutbacks. So they just say, we've had enough here. And that's why it's all over the Royal Alex, Alberta Hospital, Barrhead, Westlock, you name it.
And did Minister Shandro give a timeline for when he plans on cutting all these jobs, or has he already started?
Well, he's going to, those 11,000 will probably disappear by the new fiscal year, by the end of March. These are people's jobs. When they privatize, this is a privatization initiative. They fire you all, and then you hope to get picked up by a company at a much lower salary, right? So the government, that's the whole purpose of privatization. Is the thing is, the people of Alberta, the taxpayers, don't save a dime, because it's any kind of privatization means somebody's going to make a profit. So then a company takes over the work. And then they hire people at lower wages, and then they take the difference, right? The companies do.
Wow.
So it doesn't do any good, and all it does is make a lot of Albertans a lot poorer.
For sure. How long do you anticipate the walkout will last for? Or are we waiting on an agreement, or what are we thinking?
Well, it's It's really, the devil, of course, is in the details. This could be over by the end of the day. It could be over in a week or longer. It's hard to say. It depends what tools the government tries to hit us with. It's gone. I believe it's going to the Labor Relations Board for some kind of assessment, 3 o'clock this afternoon. So you'll probably see something come out from us shortly after that.
Okay, great. And I don't know if this is a concern, but as far as all the workers walking out, did any stay inside, or are they all outside? And who is doing their jobs, or does it really matter when we're fighting for healthcare?
Most are out, some are not. I know you get the odd, in small towns, for instance, you get your own unique flavor, like the member who's out on the line, but then goes in to feed her mom who's in the hospital, sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's unique in these towns. I have heard that there are some managers bringing their kids in to do work, or other family members, if you can believe that. So this shows how desperate the government is. They don't have any backup workers. They know they're short of staff, and so this is what they're doing. The managers have all come out, by the way, and threatened to fire everybody. But, you know, tens of thousands of people, I don't know how that would work.
Wow.
So obviously we have to come to some kind of an agreement, but that we have to... The government has to abandon the privatization of healthcare. You know, there was a convention of the UCP party here a few weeks ago, and in that convention they passed a resolution to move Alberta towards American-style health, two-tier healthcare. And that is not a good thing. So this is another reason people are out too, because the Americanization of our healthcare cannot happen. And these folks don't want to see it happen either. So they got their own reasons for, you know, to maintain their jobs and their salaries. But also, we're at a crisis point in healthcare in Alberta, and we're the only really effective opposition to this government. It seems is the workers themselves who are doing the work.
Wow. Yeah. What a big day.
Yeah. It's. The government could throw us in jail. That's how serious this could be for doing what we're doing.
Wow.
So it is very serious stuff. We don't do this lightly. But we, you know, it's our members. We're member driven. At our convention, we have a convention 2 years ago, and at the convention, we had 1,000 folks there vote unanimously to, you know, if people feel the need to go out on strike to protect their jobs, we will support them. And that's what we're doing right now. We're supporting them.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I'll add is the cuts stop here. You know, I was like, you always hear about the buck stops here. Well, the cuts got to stop here. You know, and these are regular Albertans. These are people in the communities who go downtown and buy their groceries. These are not wealthy people. These are people who are just, they have jobs, and they have jobs looking after family members of everybody in the community. Everybody going by is honking their horn and waving, including the security guard who come out just to see how everybody was doing. So, you know, I think everybody knows what's at stake here. And, yeah, so it's all in. Scary times, but it's also solidarity, and these are just average Albertans looking after each other.
Well, I wish you all the best. I hope it goes really well and we get an agreement real soon that's good.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, yeah. So I thank you very much for the interview, Steph.
Hey, thanks for taking the time, and I hope that you somebody brings you a warm coffee. I'll speak that into your day.
Yeah, actually, you know, speak of that, there's a representative, the Faculty Association from Athabasca University showed up with some hot chocolates, and so he stopped for a while and coffee, and then we had a flower shop drop off some pizzas, and so, you know, it's a good thing.
Wow, that is so great. I love to hear of communities coming together like that.
Yeah, it does create cooperation, and yeah, it's good to see that, especially now in COVID.
For sure. My guest this morning, Mike Dempsey, the vice president of AUPE, the union that represents more than 58,000 healthcare workers and the 11,000 jobs that will be cut as announced by Health Minister Tyler Shandro coming in the next fiscal year. Minister Shandro has noted that none of the positions would be frontline workers, the majority coming from laundry, community lab, food preparation, and housekeeping services. AHS has said that they are enacting contingency plans to redeploy non-union staff, including managers, wherever possible to cover for the missing staff. However, people may experience delays at the centers where these strikes are taking place. Some surgeries and ambulatory care clinics are being postponed. AHS and the provincial government are calling this strike illegal, and they are in the process of getting everyone back to work. They say they are taking immediate action with the Alberta Labor Relations Board to end this illegal activity, and those involved in the activity will be held accountable. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.